Hello, earbuds. It's me, Hannah Hart, here with an extra special announcement, which is the following. Guess what? We love you. In fact, we love you more than you could ever know, because today you're in luck. Today, you're getting a sneak peek at the bonus episode we released to our Patreons only in February. It includes a variety of topics such as therapy across generations, garments with pockets, and examining our constant need for validation from others. So if you have space in your budget and you want to hear this episode in full, go ahead and join the fun at patreon.com/analyzethis. You can join for as little as $5 a month. That's right. $5 a month at patreon.com/analyzethis will get you access to so many incredible bonus features and delightful perks from yours truly's, the Hannahs. Anyway, as little as $5 a month at patreon.com/analyzethis, not only will you be supporting this podcast, you will be supporting yourself and your ability to access goodies like this. Enjoy! Growth is a part of life, and it's scary to face the unfamiliar, but that's just kind of the next layer of your life being ready to emerge.
Right. And it's not as scary as the feeling of suffocating stability, knowing you can do more and feel more, you know, feel more deeply. And just have more round
richness,
full hours. Yeah.
But anxiety is super crippling, you know, because it's like, well, where do I even begin? I mean, so often I think we encounter people in their 30s who are like, well, where do I even start? Like, do I even start now?
Oh my goodness. And it's like, 30s? Yes. Fuck it. Yeah. Did you know that our parents didn't go to therapy until their 50s and 60s? Like, and they were like, thank God, you can start whenever. And
If at all.
And
I had to, you know, and for my parents, one of them's in a cult and I had to arrest the other.
You know, you have to do what you have to do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. So it's never too late. It's never too late to start. So like no matter how overwhelmed, if you have an inkling in your gut that something is off or an inkling in your gut of like settling to the bottom, like, oh, okay. This is fine. It's been fine this long. It's been fine for so long. How could it not be fine anymore? Mm. And the reality is that is a scary thought.
It is, because this is your life.
Yeah.
You know?
And it is scary to think it's been fine for so long. How could it not be fine anymore? The instinct, I think, for some people to have is to try and wedge themselves back into the box and make it fine again. I'll just make this fine again by forcing it to be the same. But sometimes the only way to make it fine again is to let it change. And it might be better, you know? And that's scary. It's really scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it turns out life is scary.
Life is scary. You know what's not scary? These pants. I have to tell you. Hannah, let me just tell you.
And then we'll take a quick break.
But let me tell you this first. I got to describe to you the amount of pockets I have in these pants. Ah, wasn't that lovely? Well, just put it into consideration. For $5 a month, you can support this podcast at patreon.com/analyzethis and get access to so many other bonus goodies. Well, that's enough about bonus goodies. Now we're just going to get to the good goodies, the goods even. So please enjoy today's new episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Analyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Gelb.
And I am Hannah Hart.
And today we are going to be talking about chronotypes. What is a chronotype, you may ask? We will kind of find out a little bit and also get very angry. Enjoy!
But this was a lot of laughs along the way. I'd be like, oh, joy. This is a laughing episode, not a yelling episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Just FYI. You know me, it's a laughing episode.
I tend to think in black and white, which I know is not good. But yes. Anger, but just like so much laughter as well.
You know what doesn't involve much thinking at all? Whoever made up the chronotypes test we took.
Hello, my buddy.
Oh, hi, my friend. My pal.
I would like to tell you the tale of something very embarrassing that happened to me last night, or that I did to myself. Okay, so.
Oh, my. Okay, I'm ready. Wait. Wow. Also, you look really cute today.
Oh, patrons, thank you, my
patrons
friend.
Patrons on Patreon. Hannah Gelb and I are both wearing matching. We're both wearing green shirts. So
I know.
The people who are a part of our Patreon, please enjoy this exclusive BTS scene. Taking a picture. Oh, so cute. Okay, sorry. What happened last night?
Well, I went to my friend's outdoor. My good friend's outdoor. Safety first. Birthday gathering. And she said that our mutual high school acquaintance would be there, because me and this friend went to high school together. And she was like, yeah, he's like a tall Indian guy. And I was like, yeah, his name's Anjan. Okay. And then there was this tall man there already when I arrived.
Oh, no.
And he was had a beard and stuff. Okay, is this just making me sound incredibly racist? But like, this is the worst part.
It's not.
Okay, I like this. I eye him for a while, and then I like take. I'm like conversation. I'm in comfortable conversation with my girl squad, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do the uncomfortable thing. I'm gonna go over there and be like, "What's up, Sun Devil from our high school?" So I like walk over very confidently. Oh my God. Holding my beverage, like making eye contact, and I'm like, hey, you must be Anjan. And then he's like, no.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming for so long, but I wasn't prepared.
But it was great because, it was such a small.
But didn't you guys go to school together? So it be like.
But it was like. But I don't think we ever really hung out. But he's been hanging out with my friend Tisha because he's been in San Diego for a while. But we just haven't been able to get together. But
was Anjan even there?
He did arrive later. And then everybody was like, oh, hello, look who's here. Because it was such a small gathering that every single person witnessed this encounter and all shared a hearty laugh.
Believe Hannah,
it turned out totally fine, because the guy that I did talk to, he was there with his girlfriend, and they were lovely to talk to, so we laughed about it and had a nice chuckle. But and everyone,
that's a good chuckle.
The worst,
dude. That's a good chuckle.
The worst part.
I will also say, listeners, you can't see this, but Hannah's also wearing a shirt that says Dave Patel Summer. So,
oh my God, that's right. That's wow. Did I do that unconsciously?
Did you do that? I mean, you must have, because you're like, that's it. I'm just, oh my God. Or Dev Patel, not Dave. But what if it said Dave? Dave Patel, Dev Patel. But yeah, oh my God, Hannah, what a tale. Oh my God, keep going.
The worst part was just with how much confidence I walked over there. Like, it wasn't even the mistake. It was just the I was looking at him. I was looking at his girlfriend. I was like, that must be Anjan's girlfriend. It was so funny, but
I think I now have two new friends. Hey, there you go. But also, I will say, as a host, for a small gathering, it really falls upon the host to introduce all guests.
Oh,
for instance,
goodness.
This person you did not know at a small gathering, it should have been introduced to you.
You know,
and then you would not have mistaken him for the friend that you hadn't seen in so long, who you thought would be there.
But then I also would not have.
Created this delightful moment for everyone to be like,
exactly.
You would not have shown your fallible charm.
And then, yes, I know I wouldn't be able to, for the rest of my life, be like, Hey, what's up? Anjan, am I right? Nah.
You know what's so funny though is that like before, because this was a Monday night gathering, you could have chalked it up to like, sorry, I don't know where my head's at, busy day at the office. But
Oh my gosh, I know, but I couldn't. I was like, literally, I read Dune all day in bed. So, like, no.
this sounds like such a lovely, 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 and delightful way to spend the day. Oh, speaking of books, the books that I bought, Dr. Cheryl, our previous guest, Dr. Cheryl's books, have arrived.
Oh my
And so
goodness.
maybe I'll grab a little affirmation
Yes.
from. Let me grab a little affirmation and I'll spontaneously read you one. Ooh lee lee.
Oh my goodness. Yes, please do. I have also, I'm trying, I'm kickstarting a self-romance, and I have written down some affirmations, and I didn't really know. I'm looking at
Ooh.
them and I'm like, yeah, they kind of could use some juice, you know? They're like,
Well, tell them, what do they say? What do they say?
well,
If
first
you
I
feel comfortable sharing,
oh
unless it's
yes,
too
I shall.
private.
I have
Okay.
a quote from Rumi, and I put my name in front of it, so it says,
You're a sexy devil, Hanukkah dash Rumi.
It says, Hannah, ever since happiness heard your name, it's been running through the streets trying to find you. Isn't that lovely?
That's so lovely. That's just beautiful. So does
And
that.
then my other ones are just like, you are strong, you are capable, you are resilient.
Do you find, quick question, affirmations, and then we'll get into the subject of today's episode, but as we love to do. Do you find, I find, rather, for affirmations, I really benefit from the I narrative of it, like seeing I am strong, like seeing I am good, like I am, because then when I read it, I think it.
I anticipated this with myself, so I have it both ways. I've written it in both you and I. So
Yeah,
it can be
see which feels.
like who so it can be like, no, it's coming from all directions.
I mean, that's pretty good, right? That's pretty good because you look at that little piece of paper and it li like you are loved, and you're like, "Oh, thanks, piece of paper. Like I love you too." But then like I am loved. Like I don't know, heart math. Oh, we should do a podcast episode on heart math. Which is something really, really cool that Ella told me about that they did at Waldorf, which was like before every test, they would do like breathing exercises so everyone kind of got to a calm, neutral place before taking the exam. God, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Heart, it's called, I think it's, I can never understand what she's saying. It's either heart math, MATH, or heart map with a P, but I don't know.
Oh, I love
But
so
speaking,
much that you've been married to this person. You're like, no, wait, say it again. Heart map.
yeah, yes, that's exactly what she's, yeah. I'm like, one more time. She's like, heart math. And I'm like, I'm sorry, okay. I don't. She's like, heart math. It's like, for math to the heart. And I'm like,
See, that's the problem with American
is it not?
English. We just drop
Oh, so many
consonants.
things.
Like,
Oh, spoiler alert, it's actually not even English. It's actually a foreign word. It's MAPTH, and that's what's been happening this whole time. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. That's my dry humor coming through.
I like it.
Okay, so here is an affirmation, and then we're going to get into our chronotypes episode. But here's an affirmation from Dear Lauren, Love Mom, 31 Days of Affirmation for My Daughter, for Myself, and for You by Dr. Cheryl E. Woodson, known for her claim to fame on the guest episode of Analyze This. She's coming back, by the way, listeners. She earbuds, be excited because she's going to come back, and we're going to actually talk about caretaking. So just.
Yes. Yeah, we see now we know that we needed an hour to just chit chat and
I think you gotta get to know somebody. Okay, so
Exactly.
I'm flipping. Tell me when to stop, Gilby. Tell me when to
Okay.
stop.
Stop.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
I have a pen
I am
poised to write this
looking.
down.
Oh my God. Okay, here you go, everyone. Today's affirmation. I will use my tools.
Oh,
Wow. Wow. And honestly, this is a very powerful page because most of the pages in the book have like, this is so adorable, like pictures and stuff that she's put together. But this is all blank.
Wow.
I will use my tools.
And that's such a heart-to-thing to say.
Yeah, I will use affirmation. My tools. Man, wow. Just look at this self-publishing just powerhouse. Wow, you rock. This is so cool. I love humans.
I know. Cheryl's
I will use my tools. I love that. I will use my tools because we talk about that, which is like, oh, but you know, sometimes it's so hard to do the thing. But that makes it really simple, which is like, I will use my tools. That's what tools are for.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Right. Like you wouldn't be like, I really want to drink my coffee, but I have to put it in a cup. And that just seems like too hard. You know?
Exactly. You're like, I will put it in a cup. I will use my tools. Exactly.
You think your cup is a cup? It's a tool to transport your beverage to your mouth.
Oh, my. Speaking of cups. Oh, my God. Hannah Gelb. I don't know if you intention. I don't think you did. But Hannah Gelb sent everyone listen up. Hannah Gelb sent me a spontaneous gift of a coffee cup. And it is magnificent.
Oh, I'm so happy you like it. Yes.
Oh, it is the most beautiful shade of blue. Hold on. I'm going to also take a picture of that. Hey, Gelby. It's just so pretty. You're in the background of the photo. Oh, yay. Hannah, I love it. It is magnificent. I actually don't even think a photo can really capture what a magnificent shade of blue this cup is. But Hannah got me a thermal cup. And it was just the most delightful, spontaneous gift, my friend.
Oh.
You are the biggest sweetheart. Thank you for sending me what my sister, we call these I love you presents, mm-hmm. which are just like, just gifts. Like, I love you. Here's a present, you know? Mm-hmm. So I love it. Let me just say that I loved receiving this gift so much that Ella was like, I'm jealous, actually.
Well, you did.
She's like, I too can get you a coffee cup, Hannah. And I'm like, no, this is so great. I love the texture. Oh, you're just going to love it. Also, I could put soup in here. It has a little sippy lid and a way to keep it warm. I mean, just, oh, you're the biggest sweetheart, Gelby. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. Well, you know, I honestly, I feel like it. I wanted to get you something because we didn't really exchange gifts over the holidays. And I do remember you saying you like to enjoy hot coffee. Like, you know, we all do. But sometimes you,
strong
you
preference.
Know, when you're like sipping your brew and you're taking your time mm-hmm. and trying to enjoy the world, it's like cold before you get to the end. And then what are you doing with your life? Drinking cold coffee?
So true.
But
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
I prefer
my
coffee hot or iced. And that is it. There is no in between.
Yes. Well, now this is a two of. Now I've gotten you two coffee-related gifts, so I'm just going to continue down that line.
That's this is a good vibe for life. This is a good vibe for life. Speaking of vibe for life, we are about to talk about a vibe for life based off probably nothing, as developed by some dude to talk about your daily time patterns. Yes, we're going to discuss chronotypes. What are they? And do a little quiz and all that good fun stuff. Right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. And this makes a lot of sense. We were just talking about coffee. So I feel like...
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back and to transition into sleep talk. And how coffee makes it hard.
Okay, that's good. No, that's good, Hannah. I like it. I see what you're saying. You're like, wow, we've spent this episode talking about awake talk.
Right.
But now we're not talking about the TikTok vertical.
No.
Awake discussion. And now we're going to talk about sleep talk. Dude, by the way, this makes me think that there is going to be a sleep talk spelled S-L-E-E-P-T-O-K. And there'll be a genre on TikTok that's just people sharing their sleep habits.
Yeah, you know,
I could fuck with that.
I just got a side note. This is for like another day, but I really recently discovered the beauty of TikTok, and it was a lot.
I resonate so deeply because this morning when I was doing the dishes, I thought to myself at like 7:45 this morning, I was washing dishes after having done Ladies Thing, and I was like, I need to tell Hannah about TikTok. Because I have also just, I'm talking gardening, home repair, like, oh my God. Oh, anyway, but let's get a bit of it.
Okay.
So we have a wonderful outline here. Hannah, will you introduce the topic for today?
So our topic for today is chronotypes. What is a chronotype, you ask? Your chronotype is your overall sleeping and waking pattern. So according to dude who created this, there are four main types. The types are hard to lead an episode, buddy. You're really good at this.
I got you, man. Okay, here we go. So as we were talking about being awake, we also talk about being asleep. Now, Hannah Gelb and I have pretty different sleep schedules. So our chronotypes, this guy's theory about being awake, being asleep, is that a real thing or are we just broken? Here's the amazing intro written in the outline.
Here's something to push your opinion towards or away, bogusness. I did see an ad for the reason that we're doing this episode is I was on Instagram.
That's really the real intro. Why are we doing this episode? Where did this come from?
I was on Instagram and I saw an ad that said, like, what's your chronotype? Are you living optimally with your chronotype? And it was like listed these four types. And I was like, we should analyze this.
Yeah, and then we clicked on it, and I clicked on it. I was like, "Oh, this looks like a fun quiz." And I clicked on it, and immediately takes you to like some self help app, whatever website, and they're like, "Sign up forever," I'm out. But the topic is still interesting. So,
yeah.
You don't need real science or pseudoscience to sometimes know that your schedule doesn't agree with your natural inclinations. But is this an evolutionary feature? Dr. Michael Brewis, who is, again, this guy. And guys, this is so not, well, legitimate. It's not even on Wikipedia, everybody. It's really not even on Wiki. But this guy, some dude, who I'm sure has some, we should give him a little more credit, but not too much credit. You know, it's a fine line. Anyway, developed four categories based on genetic markers to define human sleep schedules and called them chronotypes.
Oh, wow.
Based on a genetic marker, we're not giving away our genetics.
Wow, so he is...
That's the next sentence. We're not getting genetically tested, but we are going to take an online quiz that might be accurate or might not be. Let's go.
Yes. Well, I also want to say why we're doing this. I feel like emotionally, I have a strong tie to this topic because I struggle with a lot of shame of being a late sleeper. Like a late to bed, late sleeper person. And I have, you know, sometimes I do enjoy, I've had days where I've gotten up really early and I'm like, oh my God, this feels so good. So I'm very conflicted about it. I'm like, well, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Yes, very good conflict. Before we take our quiz, we're going to define what the chronotypes are. So I'll start and Hannah, you can go next, okay?
Okay.
The first chronotype is defined as a dolphin. 10% of people are dolphins. That means that they have difficulty sleeping no matter what schedule they try. They're very sensitive to light and noise, and their peak productivity is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Oh, what? That sounds like you,
my
buddy.
Why a dolphin? It does sound like me, doesn't it? That does sound like me. My guess would be that I'm a dolphin, which is cool and fun. but also like, what the, a dolphin? Okay, but anyway, keep going. Let's keep going.
Yeah, what is the,
Hannah, okay. What's the next chronotype?
So the next chronotype is the lion. 20% of people are lions, which means you're an early riser. Your peak productivity is early morning until noon. You're likely to be asleep by 9 or 10 p.m. Parentheses, early sleep needs may conflict with social schedule.
It's very true.
Interesting side note.
Oh, you were saying that's an interesting side note.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Period.
I appreciate that all of these animal types are cool animals, like a dolphin, a lion, or this one, the bear. Mm. But if you're, 50% of people are bears. Sorry, I love these sentences. 50% of people are bears. They sleep and wake with the sun. Their peak productivity is midday, but they are able to continue doing things well into the evening. Mainstream society's schedule is designed for bears.
I have a few comments here. What do you do if you live in a very southern or northern place and in the wintertime the sun doesn't come up? What about those people? Also, I refuse to believe that midday is peak productivity for anybody.
I'm hard pressed to believe that midday is peak productivity for anyone as well. Yeah.
All right.
And last but not least, Hannah, will you tell us about the final type?
Yes, the last one is the wolf. 20% of people are wolves. Difficulty waking in the morning. Might feel best waking at noon. Peak productivity is noon to 4 with another boost at 6 p.m. Sound familiar?
Sound familiar, Galbaroni? What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds like me. But it doesn't feel good to wake up at noon. That's the thing. It's like because the morning, I feel there is magic in the morning hours. Like having the whole day ahead of you can really set the tone of the day. So
what do you consider morning hours? If you woke up at like 11? I'm serious.
No, I mean like getting up at like 8 a.m. You know?
Yes.
Well, because it takes me so much to be, I have to do so many things to be a human. And I haven't even really got.
But Hannah, maybe if you slept in the morning, you wouldn't have to do so many things to be a human. Because you'd have, maybe. I don't know, because we got to take the quiz.
Yeah, right.
I will say, we have a new policy in our house, which is that I don't wake Ella up unless, like on the weekend, on Sunday. Sunday is Ella's designated sleep until whenever you want day. Just totally.
Yay.
And so up until 12 p.m. Because if she wakes up after 12 p.m., she's like, the day is gone. I'm sick. I have a horrible, horrible sorrow in my heart. But 10:30, 10:45, 11, all those, anything before 12 o'clock works for her. So would you say, I'm going to go ahead and guess I'm a dolphin. Gelby, what are you going to guess you are?
I'm guessing I'm the wolf, but I do think there should be another type, which is the magical unicorn. And magical unicorn is really productive 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sleep from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. Then do something from 10 to 2, maybe like more art perhaps,
like
and then sleep again from 2 to like 6 p.m.
I mean, that sounds really accurate. That sounds like you. Maybe we'll find out if this is possible. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna take the test, and when we get back, we will share our results with you. Back.
That was
okay. Wow. So, like, before we share our results, Hannah Gelb, some thoughts on the test? I have some thoughts on the test, and then we'll share our results. But the test itself, I've got some thoughts on as well. So,
I have some thoughts on the test. The thoughts are, why do I spend my time in this life?
Like, doubting yourself when there are some people out there with so much confidence that they just make this shit.
I'm like racking my brains. Like, how can I be? how am I ever going to fit into this world? And where can I be useful? And what? And then, like, you can just make shit up and just go around saying it. Like, for example, Tucker Carlson being like, they're making the M&Ms not sexy, guys. That was aired on television, a grown man saying, they're trying to make all candy androgynous and unfuckable. What the hell, America? And then America was like, you are 100% correct, Tucker Carlson. That's a job that he has.
I don't want to have sex with any M&M, just so that it's stated and clear, you know? But yeah. Hannah, I feel the exact same way. Earbuds, we took this test, and this test is dumb. And the website, I mean, let's just say the punctuation, capitalization, spelling errors alone, against the backdrop of this guy on like some late night or Good Morning, you know, daily talk show.
He's with Kelly Ripa.
That's insane. And they can't get a proofreader.
Okay. Also, the tone of the test shifts greatly from the first to the second half. The first is like all business. The second half is like, do you wake up feeling dazed but not confused?
It's like, I know. It gets so ambiguous. You pointed this out like briefly right before we recorded, which is very weird, like word choices. And I agree because I actually had to look up inordinately because of the way it was used in the sentence. It was like, do you worry inordinately? And I was like, do I worry inordinately? And I had to look it up, and it means to a disproportionate large degree, excessively, you know? But I was like, yeah, excessively. That's the word a human would have used there. Like, inordinately? Yeah. Maybe what a strange choice.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if maybe a robot wrote the test, a robot.
Yeah,
that was becoming
a robot would have used it. Yeah,
a robot was becoming more
human as the test went on.
Yeah, more human, more humorous, and perhaps more sensual.
It's true.
And I just want to say, one of the questions was, "Do you nap?" ? And then these were the possible answers: 1, never; 2. Sometimes on the weekends. 3, if you take a nap, you'll be up all night. Racist! There are whole cultures that take naps every day. And I am one of those cultures. Like, what?
It's okay. Insane. Okay, something that made me feel, let made me stop. It was like, in school, were you anxious about your grades? And it's like, what? Everyone was. That's the whole point. School is a construct to make us get ready for the work wheel. We were all anxious all the time. What? And then the next question later on in this sassy little test, this test that became vaguely more human as time passed, the question was, how would you characterize yourself as a student? And they went on and they... spontaneous alliteration. They were like stellar, solid, or slacker. Stellar, solid, or slacker. Like, what? And so I, of course, chose slacker. Anyway, let's share our results.
Weird.
We gotta share our results. I'm so.
You know what's? Yeah. You know what's funny is like I believe the idea that people have different rhythms and are more prone to sleeping and waking at different times. That mm-hmm. doesn't sound like bullshit to me.
Oh, for sure.
How did he take this concept and like
market the hell out of it? Yeah, I know. It's true. Chronotypes on paper as a theory, I'm like, I bet there is something to that. I bet there is something to everyone being biologically or culturally predisposed to certain times of wakefulness and sleeping. Like, very interesting. I bet there is something to that. This is not it. This guy is not it. This test is not it. This America's sleep doctor is not it. Also, when you sign up at the end, I immediately received a spam email advertising his book and stuff like that. Again, very poorly written, terrible punctuation. And I immediately unsubscribed and sent it and flagged it as spam. I don't want this person having any access to me at all. Anyway, maybe I feel this way because my result was a bear.
Oh my God, Hannah Hart. I think the test is rigged so that it just says you're a bear, no matter what.
Oh my God! Did you get a bear?
Yes! It was like...
Let's remember how bear is defined, everyone. Sleep and wake with the sun. Peak productivity is midday. We literally scheduled this podcast recording to avoid that time. Midday? 2 p.m.? 2 to 6? No!
3 p.m. is the time.
It's the worst time of day.
It's like the time of the demon. It's like the worst possible time. In fact, even look up. I bet bears don't even wake up with the sun. I'll bet they sleep during the day.
I bet that they. And also, like, I don't understand how on earth this test concluded that result. It's totally bonk, bogus.
Becca Bott, you were 1,000% correct.
Because my answers were literally like, it's like, when do you feel most productive? And I was like, within the first 3 hours of waking I have the most focus. That's when I have the most focus. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're a bear. This is bullshit. Terrible, terrible. Let's not put the link up on Patreon or anything like that. Because it is so, bullshit.
I am convinced it literally just gives everybody the bear. Like, that's so funny.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Okay. So let's jump down. So in our outline, Gelby, I've highlighted, you know, just so we can, I'd like to further this little discussion. But we hate Dr. Brias or whatever. And it was don't take the test. It's silly and dumb. However, here are some fun facts about things that are related to sleeping and waking. Quick question for you, Gelb. Is your chronological schedule the same as it was when you were a teenager? Like your body clock?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think it is.
Why is that? Why uh-oh?
Well, I guess I thought that was something you grow out of.
Into what? Humans used to get married at the age of like 12 or whatever, man. Like,
that's a good point.
I'm pretty sure that's just your body.
I just really like the like midnight, the 11 p.m. to like 3 a.m. hours for me are very liberating. It's like there's nothing you're supposed to be doing. It seems like you're the only person alive. It's just it's the time when I feel the most free, which I would like to bring that feeling into other parts of the day.
Dude, yeah.
But... I don't know. That's what I feel like I can really get painting done or like, it just seems like the most.
Yeah, it's the time where you're left alone.
That is a good point. No one fucking bothers you.
Yeah, dude. So like, maybe it's not as much about like chronotype as it is like your social, like maybe they're defining it by like genetics, quote unquote, but really it's just your social position. And it's like, well, without the boundaries of being like, oh, you know, from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m., I don't get any notifications. Or like for me, Hannah Hart, within the first hour of being awake, hour and a half, one of the things I learned about myself during my nervous breakdown was I cannot interact with another human until I've regulated for the day. So like between 7:30 a.m. and 9 a.m., it's Hannah time, man. It's Hannah time. I'm just in my thoughts. It's Hannah time. You know, because and I used to get so much pressure, like texts and just like really bad boundary breaking with work, especially in entertainment, people will text you at like 7:45 a.m. And I'm like, whoa, I'm not functional. I cannot make a good decision. I will just make a decision to get you off my fucking back. And then later I'm going to have to change that decision because I'll actually be thinking straight, you know? And so I wonder if you're 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., like, you're like, I'm tired. I wish my alone time wasn't then. Boom, Hannah Gelb, what if your new Monday, because you've been talking about structure, what if you make 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday a no zone, a zero contact zone. No replies to emails, no replies to friends, no making plans. You're like, if I'm going to make plans, I'll make it after three. Like, what do you think, dude? Like, a zero contact zone.
Dude, I just want everyone to know I am nodding so hard. When
you
were like, no one bothers you. I was like, bing, 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 bing. You're right. Because at that time, you're not obligated to anybody.
So you don't feel guilty.
I have a super hard time saying no to things and even figuring out what I want. Like, sometimes I'm like, did I want to do that? I really do not know, because my body-mind connection is so incredibly severed right now. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, you're right, dude. I think Monday is going to be like the Hannah self-romance
gelb day.
Gelb fucking day.
What just happened? Gelb day.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gelb day. And yes.
Yeah. It's important. It's important because now, like, we're all so interconnected. Carving out time for yourself has to become a priority, because if anyone deserves time in your life, it's you. You know, man, I mean, dude, you know, earbuds, right? And that's my wish and my hope for all of you, is that, like, no matter how much bullshit this chronotypes test was, if anything, the realization of, is there a way to make my quote unquote favorite time of day, my best time of day, work for me? AKA, I need some time with zero contact, and I would prefer it not to be from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
You know, yes, unless I had somehow become, you know, incredibly famous person who can just do that and not answer to anybody. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's sometimes time away. And, you know, I was thinking one of the questions on this test was, when are you most alert? And I was like, I don't think for me it's the timing. I think it's the thing. Like, I can stay up all night working on a piece of art, sleep for a couple hours. When I wake up, I'm exhausted, but I'm still like, but I could still work on that piece of art because it's just so exciting.
I think that, you know, I as a pseudoscientist and a doctor, I would say I equate that to what I call regulating, like the balancing of mood in relation to focus, right? And so it's like, because you feel good and proud and grounded and centered when you wake up, you're not really, you don't focus on feeling tired so much. But when you're full of sorrow, you wake up and you're like, I am so tired. You know, a lot of times, like, my mood really has like a big impact on how I feel. Cause if I stay up till 3 a.m., but I've done something, I'm proud, or like expressed something, got something out of my body, I'm like, wahoo. But yeah.
Oh.
You know?
Gosh, Hanhart, you are like the Jedi of regulation. And I'm
trying,
like, your just, Padawan.
Oh my God. I'm full frontal. I'm out here. I'm here. When it said, the very last question was like, what is your overall satisfaction with life? And I was
with
like,
three options.
It was like high, medium, which you're like, who are you? What is this? Low. And I'm like, medium is defined by what? Bad test, you know? Mm-hmm. But I put high. And that's true. It's like,
also, what does that have to do with sleep? I mean, it does. Obviously. But anyways.
I'm pretty sure we just took like a marketing survey, if I'm being totally honest. So make sure that you unsubscribe from this guy's email. And if you're listening to this show, make sure you do subscribe to Getting This Show and its weekly episode updates every Sunday.
Yes. Ooh. And I wanted to, okay, so when we decided to do this subject, it brought to mind, I have this book called Daily Rituals, How Artists Work. And I got it because of my shame of being a late morning, late night person. And it's a great book because it outlines all the routines that these like famous artists and writers and playwrights and sculptors and like activists. And some of them are like pretty great. For example, René Descartes was a late riser. He would sleep until mid-morning and then linger in bed writing until 11 or so. Okay, and let me read you this thing about freaking Yeats, because it's adorable.
I'm here. I'm riveted.
It's just like, I'm like, wow, is this how was life just like more rich? Okay. Yeats, as you know, who lived from 1865 to 1939. In 1912, Yeats described his routine in a letter to his fellow poet, Edwin Ellis. I read from 10 to 11. I write from 11 till 2. Then after lunch, I read until 3:30. Then I go in the woods or fish in the lake until 5. Then I write letters or work a little till 7 when I go out for an hour before dinner. Yeats always made sure to write for at least 2 hours a day, whether he felt inclined or not, because it was crucial for his concentration, because if he didn't have a regular schedule, he would not work, because he was not a super, super resolute worker.
Well, and he
worked very slowly.
The relationship between, like, we only have such a structured. I'm not going to go there. Okay. But yeah, wow. Everyone needs structure. Structure helps, and it doesn't. Structure is not. Our relationship to structure has been defined by the
overlords,
the overlords, right?
The corporate
exactly.
Overlords.
Our relationship to structure has been defined by our ability, our productivity, and our relationship to structure should not be defined by productivity.
It should be defined by presence.
Yeah.
Oh my, you are so correct, my friend. Yes, you have to remember, because I struggled so much getting a routine together. You are the routine is there to serve you. It is your sweet
companion,
lover. It is not this like abstract whip, like mean master. It's like it's a tool, like your coffee, like your mug with which to bring coffee to your lips.
Hannah, I will use my tools. Structure is a tool.
Structure is a tool.
Dude, full circle.
Okay.
That's beautiful, Hannah. And since we're recording another episode, I'm going to stop. Let's stop. We have a full episode.
But now I have to say one thing. It's so beautiful.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. One more thing. Go ahead. Okay. You know, you could say it. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I have to share with everybody my absolute favorite quote of all time from Kafka. Time is short. My strength is limited. The office is a horror. The apartment is noisy. And if a pleasant, straightforward life is not possible, then one must try to wriggle through by subtle maneuvers.
Oh, I fucking love that.
I just love how incredibly miserable Kafka was.
That's beautiful. No, anyways. I loved it. I must try to wriggle through by subtle maneuvers. Maybe that should be the name of the episode. Wriggling through with subtle maneuvers.
Yes, evasive maneuvers.
Ooh, that's sexy sounding. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Hanalyze This. If you would like to support this podcast, you can go ahead and head to patreon.com/hanalyzethis. And if you would like to support me, go ahead and go to cameo.com/harto and buy yourself a treat for you or a loved one. I've opened back up cameos. Yes. I'm temporarily doing cameos for the time being. As you know, Hannah, I do a lot of the majority of the work I do is free on the internet for free mass consumption. But you know, gotta put a little cash in the bank / give some heartfelt. You know, I just spend a lot of time. It's the emotional exhaustion, because cameos, I take it so seriously. I probably take it more seriously than I should. But anyway, like right now, I'm learning a song to fulfill this one person's cameo request. I'm like, this is a big deal.
Oh, that's beautiful, dude. I just love it. You bring a lot of heart and soul to your to what you do, you know?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's not like, whatever, guess I'll go to this cameo. She's like,
I have no idea how Nicki Minaj does her cameos, and I would not place judgment on her without.
No. I mean, like, I'm sure she also brings.
Oh, true, because she's okay, good. I was like, Hannah.
Yeah, what? No, do you think putting down Nicki Minaj?
I was like, wow.
Queen of the universe? No. Saying, like, you know for sure, wherever she goes, whoever she's talking to, she's like, I am bringing my full self to this moment.
Like the time she guest hosted on RuPaul's Drag Race and was like, you know, judging from the bars, I would say you did a really excellent. I mean, oh, if you want a real treat, check out Nicki Minaj's feedback to the drag queens about their raps. It was excellent. But anyway, Hannah Gelb, where can people find you?
You can find all kinds of random thoughts, such as you've just heard for the last 6 minutes, at Hanalyze Pod on Twitter, and also Hizzle Gizzle on my personal Twitter, where I say more spicy things.
Ooh, yeah.
We also are on Instagram at Hanalyze Pod, and you can see Hannah Hart on Twitch at twitch.com. Wait, Twitch TV.
You know, I forget. Is it twitch.com or twitch.tv?
It's twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv/thisheartdon'tmind.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Hannah. We'll see you guys. We will get in your ears again, my dears, next week. Bye.
Bye.